Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Here we are, Last Minute Charlies, for the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, of course. Very happy to be here with Jimbo. I almost said Bozo.
Bozo the Clown.
No, it's Jimbo.
A lot of people don't even know who that is.
Well, they wouldn't. You're right.
That's very old.
Yeah, they wouldn't. Yes, Terry Sue, I have been. I know Jim watches the conflict over there in Israel as much as he can. I'm sorry to say. I've seen some videos that you can't unsee.
I just don't need to see it.
Like of them beheading babies.
It happens. It's
you know, what they did to that German girl who lives there.
I don't need to see it.
I'm telling you, it's out of control.
Yeah, well, that's that wonderful region down there. It's been out of control for thousands of years.
Yeah, and you know, they fight over this little piece of land. You'd think somebody could have enough intelligence to figure it out.
I don't know that we should politic it.
And we're not going to politic it. That's just my soapbox moment. Well, what have you done for breast cancer this month? Oh, I've been a very good girl.
Huh?
It's breast cancer month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
October.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know.
And I have a standing appointment every October.
Oh, that's a good time.
For
yeah.
the dreaded mammogram.
You see, at least he makes it. You can. Well, they call you. You don't have to remember, right?
They call me.
Yeah. That's good because people would forget. I'd forget. You know?
Yeah. They call me and I go down there and just get compressed. And I joke. I said to the girl, young girl, you know, everybody's young now.
Well, 99% of the people.
She's trying to, you know, get me into the machine. I said, I bet the big ones are pretty much easier to deal with. Yeah. She said, yeah. And then I said, you know, every time I come, I keep hoping this you know, cruel machine is going to make mine bigger. And she's laughing. And, oh, my God, I just wish they would come up with a better system for this, you know. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with all of you. I know you have your own conversations going. And, yeah, they're even taking grandmas over there. That I saw one sitting in a truck with a bunch of these Hamas terrorists.
No, we went back to this now.
And somebody had mentioned something, and I just wanted to say, these women are, you know, the elderly, they're just sitting there like, well, do with me what you will. It's not like they can fight it, you know? And I also have some wonderful news to share with them.
Oh, what a segue.
Yeah. I heard from Laura Grant today. And
maybe
I hope she'll
be here, maybe, yeah.
Remember she had shared, like, I think it was a week ago, that she had gone to two psychics, I'm assuming online, that told her she had lung cancer. And she was terrified. She asked me to give her a reading, and I saw that she did not. And she notified me today and said, guess what? Her x-rays came back perfectly clear. So here's the thing you got to watch. If you go out there and you go psychic shopping and all, remember, internet standards, they have always said no medical and no legal advice. Because it puts, you didn't give me any tissue. it puts people at risk, you know, of trusting something they hear like, oh, they're mistaken. You don't have stage 4 breast cancer or whatever. Anybody that's going to cavalierly, give you a reading, and certainly without a disclaimer like that. Remember how terrified she was? Well, I'm very happy to hear that she's just absolutely delighted that her lungs are, and she's a smoker, but not every smoker gets affected, you know? So when we have drinks, Jim and I will tend to partake a bit in the smoke.
Always.
So
with a cocktail.
Yeah. But otherwise I can't stand it. Can't stand to be around it. Don't want to do it. But give me an alcoholic drink, I'm gonna eventually be looking for it. Yeah. So I'm proud of all of you that are quitting, Terry Sue. That's wonderful. I never thought you were a smoker. You seem so... Well, she seems so...
How can you tell?
Well, she seems so... so health conscious and, you know...
Maybe you could do your cards and see if they're a smoker or not.
I suppose.
But you can't just talk to somebody unless they're like really old. A lot of times that's a telltale sign of somebody that's like 50, 60 years old and been doing it for 30 years. But yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway.
Yes. We have a show here. We do have a show.
To all, remember, the readings conducted here are using only ordinary playing cards. Okay. It's important to note that this is not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other card reading systems that are out there. Okay. All wonderful in their own right. This is the only one that I have studied religiously all these many years. And also, I use a 24-card layout for each of your calls for reading. And remember, today is, what do we call it, Alternate Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. See, good thing you're here. You do have a purpose, besides the cards, of course. Your memory banks help me a lot.
Well,
I don't have any.
He's killed so many brain cells.
But those are the dumb brain cells.
Between
the
scotch.
My scotch thing is, I don't drink that much scotch because it's expensive. And I only recently acquired a like for it. I didn't like it as a young person.
No, but the kids used to goad you into
doing shots
with them.
Yeah, but you don't sit there and drink freaking scotch all night unless you drink garbage scotch or you're rich.
Yeah, that Glen, what is it, Pitch?
There's a million different ones out there, but
kids
yeah.
I love that $200 stuff.
Well, you could go from like a $60 bottle or higher even, you know. So, yeah.
All right, well, I think Jim is ready to take the stage.
Oh, okay. Well, we want to remind you folks that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Let's see. I'd also like to remind you folks out there that if you're international, you must let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs like we got a few here to give right now already.
Yes.
We shall go in the order that I saw them. I saw Sophia, who's in Sweden. And I saw Terry Sue in the UK, and I saw Suzanne rocking and rolling from Scotland, the land of the Scots. And that's all I see thus far.
Sophia.
I said that first.
Oh, and who else? I thought I saw Terry Sue and somebody else.
Did you guys, I guess when I spoke, I must have spoke a language she didn't understand.
I was doing a mini meditation.
Well, then if you're going to do a mini meditation, then trust that I did the right thing. Don't try to question me. Got it? You know what I'm saying? You're going to check out. That means you trust me. And you don't have to question me.
Yes.
You don't trust. She doesn't trust me.
Oh, Grand Poobah, you.
She doesn't trust me. She thought I missed all those people. I just rattled off because she was busy in the zone.
Let's get busy.
No, we're not done yet. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. I tested it. When you call in, you'll hear the show like it says. And if you don't hear the show or you hear nothing, that's a big problem. Hang up, call back. Facebookers, it's Alternate Wednesday, so you know you don't have to hang out as long as you will get called upon tonight. When we'll make a formal announcement, don't start calling when you think it's okay. If you're not 100% sure, we probably didn't announce it. Wait, because we don't have a queue. If we had a queue system, we'd stack you up and let you hold like everybody else, but we don't have that because Facebook is free. You get what you pay for. So please, we will make the announcement formally when we are switching to you folks. Don't jump the gun because we have to hang up on you if we're not ready. So don't do that. We don't like hanging up. So don't do that. Don't make us do that. Just wait. And then when we do announce it, it will be an audio or video call to Deborah Lee. Now, and if you're newer-ish and you're not friends, start doing the friend request now. And you can ask me in the room, hey, how do I do the friend request? Because there's a couple little tricks to it. Because there's a lot of Deborah Lees, obviously, out there in the Facebook land. So
seriously.
Here it is.
And I thought I was the only one.
Yeah. It's not as many as you would think, though.
No.
It's only like maybe 10, 12. I mean, that's pretty common, Deborah Lee. I mean, so.
I was named Deborah Lee. Actually, Deborah Lee. When I was born.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia. Go ahead.
But the Lee is spelled L-E-E.
Your real birth certificate name.
Yeah.
Right?
And the thing is, for writing books and doing readings, and I like the, the
Where did
Lee.
The L-E-E come from? Was that ever explained to you why they chose that? Because that doesn't sound like a woman's middle name.
It doesn't. L-E-E?
No, it sounds like a guy's first name, Lee. Lee Harvey Oswald, you know? Stuff like that. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, somebody thought it out. And I guess it's too late now because your dad has passed and your mom is not all here.
My dad wanted me named. Now, remember, this is in the 50s. He wanted me named Candy Star. And my mother said, right, so we can put stripper shoes and clothing on her and put her on the pole. She would not go for that.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing good will come of that. International yep. Shout out to Kirstie, who also is in
Boy,
the UK.
Boy, we are having
we got some serious
a global invasion.
Yeah, we have some serious action coming on here.
Yeah, so we are ready.
We are indeed. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our neighbor down south. Area code 919 is in North Carolina. Welcome to the show. You're caller number one.
Hello and welcome.
Wow. This is Kay in Georgia. I got in first again.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Nice got in.
You're on
wow.
Roll.
Okay.
You're smoking.
So how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're rocking, we're rolling.
Yep. Okay, yeah. great. Well, I'm a little torn. I was hoping I was a little bit lower on the list because I'm trying to torn back my question, which question I wanted to ask. So, you know, I have my date. Well, I shouldn't call it a date. Well, yeah, my date Saturday with Karen. And just kind of, yeah, I'm trying to position myself with that emotionally. But one thing that's been heavy on me with work.
Work.
There's a person in my, actually there are two ladies on my job that have been somewhat difficult. And I'm just trying to get a gauge. One is, actually both their first names start with M, both of them.
Okay. This is a coworker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Male or female?
One of them is a co-worker. Oh. Two females. One of them is a co-worker. Both of them are co-workers. One of them is in my same department. We are colleagues. We work together on the same team. The other one is in a different department, but, yeah, she's a colleague.
Well, why don't you throw your second question in there, too?
Oh, yeah. Get them up front before she puts cards on.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to find out about my date on Saturday, just trying to see.
Saturday? Actually, she did ask that first. Yeah, I'm sorry. She did ask that first. Roger that. Yeah. Yep, Saturday. That's only a couple days. Saturday's coming back. Wednesday's about she's in the same time zone as us. So, yep. We're only few hours away from Wednesday being bye-bye. Then it's going to be Friday Junior tomorrow.
Yeah, is it?
Friday
Junior.
Yeah.
Junior, not real Friday. It's like practice Friday. All right, doing my thing here. Doing my thing. Oh, I forgot to do. When it comes time, I'll do my other protocol thing about the reading.
Now, I have a question for you out of sheer curiosity, Kay. if you're okay with that. If, first of all, in your past, have you ever dated a guy?
Oh, yes. I was married to a man. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Then that would be a big yes.
Yes, it would.
Yes.
And my question is dating another woman the same as dating a man?
As far as, you know, the basic stuff of a date. Obviously not physical.
Yes, the same issue, same craziness, same stress.
People are people, I guess.
I always say same sex, same problems.
Same, yeah, I got the same.
Oh, that's true.
Some people are screwed up, some are normal, some, yeah, I guess people are people regardless of what they got for plumbing.
You got cheaters, you got liars,
you got people who are dedicated,
you got people who are committed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, it's plumbing is just the plumbing thing.
Right, but I've noticed that gay men tend to be very insecure. Bless you.
All of them, though?
Mostly. They're insecure about their relationships. Remember, I had a
gay
man. Because
they tend to be so, God, how can I say this? Women in the lesbian community here in Atlanta, it is very, I hate to use the word competitive, but it's like the people, either you have people who are just looking for someone to take care of them, which happens in the heterosexual world.
Yeah.
You know, looking
yep.
for a sugar mama, sugar daddy, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Or
yep.
you have people who are so ready to get married that you go on a date and the next thing you know, they want to move in. Same thing happens in heterosexual relationships.
Okay.
So it doesn't. It's no different, really. It's not.
Yeah, no wonder she's. Yeah, that's right. You don't know. You might get that freaking Klingon.
And I want to tell you something about Karen here.
Ah.
And I think she's going to be a very delightful date for you.
Okay.
The one thing though that I see is a bit of a red flag.
Oh, here's a but.
Is that she does have a possessive nature when she's in a relationship.
Oh.
She worries
really?
About being on a lot. Yeah. Very insecure that way. Jealous, not jealousy. What is it? Insecurity is.
They can be hand in hand at times.
Yeah. It is kind of a jealousy.
It is. Insecurity can lead to jealousy when they should not be.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So be aware of that.
Sounded like her sulfur was hang gliding.
I'm sorry. I actually just stood up to close my blinds because it's finally getting dark, so I apologize.
I never would have guessed that was a sound.
Never.
You could have a show on that. Name that sound on a cell phone and see if anybody could guess it.
I'm so sorry. I know it's supposed to sit down, but I'm sitting here in the living room. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the living room and it's getting darker and darker. I'm like, you know, maybe you should close your blinds.
Yeah, okay. But I would like to figure out these noises.
You know, that would be a great contest.
Guys, nobody listens to me. I'm going to just go to my bedroom. Now Deb can do the show.
We just didn't.
I literally just said that would be cool to play a bunch of songs off of someone and try to guess what it is. All right.
It would be. Okay. Also, now you mentioned the other two women.
Yes.
Okay, the one you work with, the cards are putting a cautionary.
Do you know which one?
Well, one she said she worked.
One's are like one's in the same like team, and the other one's in the, not is in the same. You know, just not like that closely work wise.
Okay, this is the one in the team.
Or right,
just
she works with his team.
Yes.
I think she saw that coming. Okay. Because she's not that completely trustworthy with anything. And she looks right at you, and I feel like she's giving you a stink eye, you know? Stink eye.
Yes.
And
no, I'm not wrong.
You are very intuitive. Yourself. Just confirming to you what you already know.
Quite often
half
your readings are confirmation, aren't they, a lot of times?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are totally questions. A lot of them are confirmations, right?
Yes, and as for the other one, I'm not seeing her as any consequence to you. So it's mainly the one in your... Yeah.
We have a business meeting next month, and I'll actually be in her presence because we live in different states. We work remotely. So I can see this. Oh, hi, the extraness.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, God, you just.
Yeah.
God, okay. All right. Okay, okay.
Somewhere, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that you asked me a question.
Yeah,
I kind of figured it.
Be drippingly sweet right back to her, you know.
Okay.
Don't let her get anywhere with you. Yeah, just let her be.
Give me the
pill that she is, yeah.
Give me the sign.
Okay. Is she intimidated by my experience? Because she tends to throw that up. I mean, we can be in the middle of a conversation and, you know, like, okay, Deborah, you're talking about something. You said, well, yes, Deborah, I know you have over 40 years of psychic ability, but I want to say, it's like,
she's being snotty. That is pure sarcasm.
Okay.
Yeah, and
if
it was me, I'd bounce that ball right back at her and say, well, thank you. Yes, I'm very proud of all of those years.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right,
you're welcome.
Hang on,
your card.
Yep, here is.
Yes,
I forgot to announce everybody that when you hear the harps, that means your reading's over, but we're going to give you a card. Tonight is an actual angel card, hence the harps, and it's the old regular old angel card. So you're going to, every card's going to be a message from an archangel. You don't know which one.
Mm-hmm.
Kay's is divine order from Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
Well, I bet you there is.
I think 90% of the time, there is some kind of thing that we can't see past. We see a lot of chaos, conflict, but there's like an order to it that we just can't see past. And basically, Archangel says you just got to trust that these little conflicts and hurdles and stuff, it's all for a purpose, and there's supposed to be a means to the end or whatever they say that.
Well,
end to the mean, means to the end.
Here's one thing that I know from all these years is that the universe seeks balance in all things.
Yin and yang.
It does. So, see, the order that card referred to, I think, is yin and yang.
Sure.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, chaos is order and order is chaos. All right, thank you very much, Kay. We're going to rock and roll.
Good luck with your date.
Oh, yeah, and Saturday, like I said, right around the corner.
She loves your magnetism, so let her soak it up.
But I would be worried about that insecure, jealous thing. I would tread lightly on that because people sometimes know they have an issue with that and they try to mask it for a long time.
Well, they do.
So she might say, I'm not like that type of that. So just now that you know, hopefully you take that and file that away.
I think so too. And maybe nip it in the bud early.
Yeah, just so you know what? You can say that. Hey, first date's great, but just let you know. I can't stand anybody that's even a tiny bit jealous or controlling at all. That will not ever work for me. And see what you hear back from that.
They don't realize, but what they're doing is they're like choking you.
They're choking you and they're pushing you away.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
You know, if they have to call you 7 times while you're out.
Oh, yeah. How come you didn't text me back? I sent you a text. I'm going to text me back. Right there, I'll be like, you know what? I don't have to, first of all.
Sophia, go ahead. You're
I typed it in. Messenger Beverly.
Yeah.
No, I did type it in.
Oh, and there she is.
All right. And I will let everybody know. Do not. We have a call.
Hello.
Take it away.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello.
Hello there.
Rock and roll. It's been a little bit of a while since the last time.
In the picture you have for Facebook, I love what you were wearing. It looks like tic-tac-toe. But it also looks like hugs and kisses.
Yes. I have a friend with me here that will have a reading for me today.
Nice.
Yes, and her name is Abby.
Abby.
Hi.
Hi there, Abby. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I think we're on fire tonight. I just feel like it's a really great night.
Of course, they're there.
Yeah.
I think they already have another day.
I can feel that too.
Okay, well, great.
Thank you for staying up late for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now,
I do have divine order. It actually was the divine order. We were just up, and then you came on live, and she's like, my favorite people are on.
Oh,
cool.
In.
And that, the card I just, that's right, that card I pulled was divine order from Archangel Raguel.
Yes, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think that's just, you know, how in sync we can be with others.
Even though it doesn't seem like we're in sync.
Yeah.
Yep.
So tell me now, what as I'm preparing your reading, please give us a bit of a backgrounder on you and where you are right now, what you'd like to know. Okay.
It could be anything.
Anything.
Well, she's looking for just one of those general look aheads.
Well,
which, since you have a very good relationship with her reading-wise stuff, you can do that without much info, right?
Well, I do not know.
This is Sophia,
remember,
right?
No, it's for her friend.
Oh, my bad. See, I missed that. Well, then that's a different ball game.
Yeah.
So I need to throw some background info. Background info.
The more that I give you readings, the more of a connection I make spiritually and intuitively with your cards. Where after a few times, I don't even need to.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Yeah,
right.
I don't even need to know the ins and outs.
Sure, but yes, Abby must give us some background and maybe give us a couple hints of what she really would like to know.
So I have a sense of familiarity with you.
With you and I? So I also felt that, I just told Sophia that, but because your name, and also when you were talking about candy, like that was
candy
very
prominent
in my own life as well.
Really?
Especially when you said Deborah, the way you
Deborah.
Yes.
Deborah.
You sound just like Sophia.
They're very, well, you know.
Oh, my gosh, like your sister.
Well, I mean, they have the same accent, and you're right, their voices are similar, so that totally makes it hard for us to tell.
Well, I feel a connection with what you've just shared, Abby, so tell me what you're looking for as far as your reading goes. What would you like to know?
What would I like to know? Actually, yeah, I would like to know about my love and my finances.
Okay, there you go.
Well, do you have someone in your life right now?
Right, love. What's your love?
I do not.
Okay.
I am single.
Do you have any prospects or people that you're interested in that you see that you've interacted with?
Yes and no, because like I guess who's into me, I'm not really into, and who I am into is not really into me.
Okay, so that'd be a no then.
Okay.
She's right. That's a yes and no, but pretty much a no.
And financially?
But no.
Would you like to have more money then?
Yeah, more money, or are you like feeling like you're kind of like very struggling?
Not struggling. I wouldn't say I'm struggling, but definitely how to attract more easily.
Gotcha. Okay, well, it's good that you're not struggling, but yeah, you're right. A lot of us could be a couple situations away from struggling.
The world can relate.
I mean, we could, a couple series of events could happen and we could all be
the pandemic struggling. Put a lot of people living one paycheck away from being homeless.
Yeah, it did, and other people didn't feel any changes. Some people benefited, depending on what industry you're in.
It's very true.
I mean, of course, the medical field didn't like that benefit because they were working them around the clock.
Yeah.
But financially, they were getting some good money, the ones that weren't on salary, but they were having no life, and they were putting themselves at risk because of the COVID thing.
Abby, are you a native of Sweden? Or are you?
No, I'm not a native, but I am based here now, and I'm a citizen here, but I'm not native. Swedish.
No.
Okay.
I'm from South Africa originally.
Really?
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool.
You know, we appeal to a lot of people in South Africa as far as giving guidance, you know, helping them navigate their lives. I think that you folks that come from these different parts of the world, especially the UK, are wide open to these types of, I call it a skill, these skills where you can, Americans are just so closed.
About what?
About card reading.
Well,
is the UK that?
Oh, they are very open.
Well, I think that it is that because you're in the USA, you can see everyone, the closed-minded ones and the open-minded ones, right?
Yeah.
But when you're connecting internationally, you are literally attracting the people that are connected to this.
I get that.
I'm also a tarot reader, and I can tell you that there's a lot of people very close to my circle, actually, that see this as taboo, see it as this cult, see it as whatever. So it's difficult for me as a spiritual person and a tarot reader and a healer myself to really be free when I'm home.
They have the same hurdles.
They do.
You're right.
And
like she's saying, we're doing a show. So who's going to come on our show? People that don't believe in this? No, of course not. That's why everybody comes on our show.
Yeah, but they used to be on quite a crusade, especially religious people, who I feel are quite different than spiritual people.
Right.
The religious just accept what they are told or taught, and they don't even look at it. They don't look to make up their own mind.
So, a lot of the old school ones.
Now, let's get back to Abby.
This is Abby's. The clock is ticking. We don't have a clock.
But the proverbial
clock is ticking on Abigail. Oh, is Abby short for Abigail?
It is.
All right, good. Then I didn't screw up.
No, I like that.
Abby. Yes, indeed. All right, go ahead.
Okay, what I got for you, Abby, is that you are going to bind yourself, and I don't feel it's very far away, joining in, say, collective effort in terms of your work, as including tarot and other skills that you've acquired. But I see you working in a unit with others. And in doing so, you're going to end up meeting, a guy so ripe for picking that you'll wonder why the two of you couldn't get together before now. That's how awesome it's going to be. All right. You're going to hit it off right off the bat. And I think that the two of you are going to see the future in each other's eyes. It's a love story, people. A love story. And right now what's happening is each of you, in your own way, is getting ready for your partner. And they are doing the same. So they are both in their own, we'll call it like their own little universe, preparing, evolving, getting ready for when the time comes. And it's going to come in its own best way.
In a little cocoon, getting ready to burst.
Yeah, basically.
And transform.
Those paths are going to intersect, and yippee-ki-yay. And involved in this work, you are going to find yourself traveling and making quite a bit of money. So I really feel that you are going to be very financially secure in the days to come. I really feel 2024 is going to be your year, a year for you to advance, to feel the joy of love. Oh, I love when that happens. I do. And to face the future with your arms outstretched to embrace it. So you really, really have excellent cards. You are like Sophia. Both of you seem very, I'll say charmed, but that's not really the word. Blessed, I think, is better.
But it's amazing that you use the term charmed, because I love charmed as a kid. the power of three.
Yeah,
and the number three is that's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead. I have teased like Alyssa Milano, like a very big, and like so I've been teased about that all my life. But like I've always prided myself in it because she has such big teeth. So I absolutely loved Charmed as a TV series.
The TV series.
Yeah.
With Alyssa Milano, Alyssa Milano and all those chicks. Yep, gotcha.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Understood.
Okay, well, here we go with your...
Stand by, Abigail, for your angel card reading. The subject is spiritual understanding, and this is from Archangel Raziel. I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths.
Wow.
And it's a and it is a picture of he's holding a whole bunch of symbols and whatnot on the picture.
Yeah, it's like alchemy.
Yep.
Alchemy.
Well,
I never say that word right.
Those are guys that make potions and
like
shit.
Like psychic art.
Yeah, it's alchemy, like potions and stuff. But yeah,
and one more thing,
chemistry.
Abby, you're going to be moving. There's an upcoming move for you, but it'll be one that you make because you're ready to make that move.
Wow. Oh, my God. Deborah.
Well,
thank you so much for that. I'm literally looking to move right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that confirmation.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. It's going to be a whole new world for you in that moving. It'll be perfect.
And feel free to come back anytime.
Oh, yeah, join
us. Even if Sophia's busy, if you're not busy, you can come back on your own. It's up to you.
Yep.
Yes, I would love to send you a friend request. Like you said, you felt the connection. I felt it too from the instant I started watching.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
And definitely.
Yeah, send
thank you so much for the reading.
Sure, and
you're so welcome.
Sophia will guide you on the friend request to make sure you send it to the right Deborah Lee's, plural. There's two of them. Send it to both. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dad. Thank you, Sophia and Abby.
Thank you to both of you.
Love you very much.
And much love. Take care now.
Like a.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was really, I just loved it.
Loved it. Did you love it long time?
Oh.
Yeah, baby. All right. We're going back to the phones, Miss Deborah. You know what time it is, don't you?
Uh-oh.
It's 5-0. Oh, Lisa.
Hey, you guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
What was the last show? Monday. What's up?
I miss you guys. I know we all go through withdrawals. Well, this is what's up. Deborah saw some stuff happening, it becoming more commonplace between us. Maybe not as much passion. I don't know. We talked this morning. We're friendly. We have a party that we're going to Friday.
Good.
And it's a party that is connected to one of the neighborhood coffee things. And
some people have had them.
And then
just
taking... Me and my grandson will go by ourselves in case he wants to leave early. And he's going to go on his own, which is fine, last night we spent together having dinner and making dinner.
I'm sorry, that was...
I don't know what it was.
I've done a joke. I had to give her a little rib shot.
So,
all right, go ahead. Back to Lisa.
So, Lisa, as I was going to shovel here, three cards jumped out of there. Yeah. And when that happens, well, we have to read them.
But they didn't hit the floor.
I'm going to tell you, no, but this is a different, it came out, we need to read them.
So it's significant, but it's not coming to the door, right,
not
technically?
Like,
right? I'm just trying to be...
You're so literal.
Trying to
be
tactical and literal here, folks.
All right. Here it is. It's about the neighbor. He's right here.
Who?
The neighbor.
Okay.
And he... You know, what's starting to show up is that he is going to be so sorry to see you move on with your life. Okay. And it's a four clubs. That is a card traditionally called Devil's Bedpost. I don't like that term.
That is a weird term.
Yeah. Well,
it is.
Well, yeah,
it is what it is. That's a term. That's a term. But if somebody just told you that and you didn't know more about the card, you'd think more ominous.
Yeah. And it is a setback.
It's a setback, but Devil's Bedpost sounds like the ultimate one ever known to mankind.
Yeah, I read this online. There's a lot of stuff where people on my book. Is that the worst card in the deck? Yeah.
Okay, well then I guess Devil's Bedpost isn't a bad name for it then. Okay.
All the fours are very negative.
Right, but if that's the worst of the worst, then hey, maybe there's a good reason they call it the Devil's Bedpost.
Maybe there is.
Sorry, Deb, I interrupted you.
I think of it as like a huge, think of it as, I say, life. We'll say life itself draws back its fist and goes, bam, right in your let's say your
abdomen, knocks the air out of you, knocks the wind out of you.
Yeah.
The solar plexus area.
Yeah, right there.
I don't know if anybody's ever had the wind knocked out of you.
Oh, it's horrible.
You feel like you're dying.
You do.
Literally feel like you're
trying
dying.
To get your breath.
And then all of a sudden, like in like 2 minutes, you feel start feeling okay again. But at first, you're rolling around thinking you're dying. Go ahead.
I'm wondering, Lisa, as I get ready to put out your cards, have you ever sat down with him and said, point blank, just straight away, where are we going in this relationship? I didn't think so.
No. Yeah, you know what? After the accident, when I was waiting on him hand and foot, and nobody told me that I had a broken knee and I was standing on my knee and making more complications on my knee because everybody had told me to go ballroom dancing. In fact, do it in 5 minutes right now. You're cool. Everything's healthy with you, the nurse practitioner, the emergency room. And so I was waiting on him hand and foot.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very side by side. We were living together and we got pretty, I don't know, I guess we got close, I guess. And so he was talking marriage. We were, I was just talking, letting him take the lead and kind of calling you guys and thinking, I was just like a deer in the headlights. I didn't know what was going on. It was such a different, it was so immediate, it was so switch, like hitting a light switch. AC/DC.
Sure. I know that he should have
done that.
And then all of a sudden we got into a big old fight. And I made a reference to it today, this morning. I said, do you remember that time you got mad at me and you did such and such? And his eyes got all wide. It was Labor Day. Labor Day is when we got into that big old fight. The day before, it was that weekend, and then everything just came unglued, undone, and it took us till now where we were back in the, having meals and.
Yes, but I got to tell you, I really think he needs you to step up and be the one to say, are we inevitably going to get married here? Somebody's going to have to, because that's what's here in the cards. And if it isn't you, there's going to be another woman in the future. So it might not hurt to get this out in the open, maybe after the boy goes back to his mother. Hello?
Lisa's here, right, Lisa?
I think we lost
Lisa,
her.
You didn't go by, did you? She did get disconnected.
Maybe she passed out.
Just pause, because she's calling right back. She's on a cell phone.
This is also my rum and coke glass.
Indeed, it is a multi-purpose glass.
Diet Pepsi, no caffeine.
Lisa calls, and she's sometimes in a car or something, so she got disconnected. She'll call right back, so we'll just hold that thought on that reading. Because she's calling back.
So, anyway.
Just not talk about the reading.
Well, if
she'll
doesn't
miss
get back.
She was going to. We'll give her a couple minutes. She's going
to
call back.
Well, this man would like to move ahead, too, but he needs to grow up here first, if you know what I'm saying here.
I think that ship has sailed.
Well, the rest of us, we would have reached a point here where we would think we're barking up the wrong tree.
It's what they always say. It's easy to be outside the situation and make all the comments. That's why I judge, but I don't judge. I don't like fight judge type stuff. Here we go. Lisa's back. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for calling back. All right, Deb, continue on.
Yeah,
we wait.
I don't even know what happened. I kept, I was just talking, and then it went dead. And then
it's cell phone world. They do that sometimes. They just drop you for no reason. That's a cell phone.
And we're working with this network.
It's not them.
No.
It's either. It's not her phone itself, likely, but, they go to a tower, they go to this. There's so many places, they just drop. Shit happens.
Well, I want you to know, Lisa, he's learned a lot from you. And your sunny disposition, your bubbliness, all of that. I mean, when you first met him, both of you were extremely broken individuals.
Yes. We were.
Yes, we were. And now he has drawn from your strength you've drawn from him with his humor, with, I mean, the man loves you. He's just, like I was saying, just as you were coming back, he needs to grow a pair. And if you are the woman he wants, he needs to get that out there and start taking this relationship somewhere. You know, nobody's nobody's getting any younger here.
No, and then nobody's getting any younger, and nobody here is juvenile where they have no past experiences with other people. So excuses are, I'm not buying a lot of excuses here at this point. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. We both are afraid to broach this subject. And if everybody's afraid, there's going to be no motion. I meant motion, not emotion.
Emotions and motion.
You're spinning your wheels.
Philly Square, right?
Is
emotions
it?
And motion. Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, where... I think that if you were to discuss it with him, he would be on board, definitely. And you'd
really?
At least there's a, yeah, that there's a, really a future here. And if you two just continue the way you are, things are going to become, okay, stagnant. Like, imagine a pond.
But you
yeah.
know, yeah, you know
yeah.
stagnant water. But then someone comes to drink the water, and then it livens it up. So what I manifest for myself
if somebody comes
is,
to drink stagnant water, they're likely going to die or get a disease. All right, let's put that leg down. You walk up
the engineer Cupid comes in on this. I love it.
If you decide to drink stagnant water, that's Darwin. He's saying, damn, you're a dumbass, and you should not have children that'll be dumbass if you're going to drink stagnant water.
Well, you know, like, we're going to this party, and yes, I do have my wonderful grandson with me, and he's going to come first, but I'm going to have a good time. And at parties, this has been my MO. I let my neighbor do whatever he wants. He goes, I ignore him because I don't want to see what he's doing, and I'm carve out a good time for myself. And, you know, people will even say, God, she doesn't even drink. Look at her, you know, because I'm having a good time. And that's what I plan on doing. And once my grandson pulls and wants to go leave, we'll go. But I'm going to eat, drink, be merry, meet everyone that there is to meet, and we'll see. You know, and if there's someone there that I strike up a good conversation with,
yeah.
All right.
Well, if they allow children at parties?
I'm sorry?
Do they allow
children at parties is the question.
Well, this is, I brought my neighbor. I introduced my neighbor to all these points of places that we go to that are neighborhood gatherings or in people's houses. I'm the one that has introduced him to all these people and locations. And yes, you know, the hostess, I've known her forever. And I told her, and she and her significant other, they have a ton of grandchildren. They're just not there right now. But I said, I have my grandchild. And she says, you know, he's always welcome. And, you know, it's not like I'm going to be feeding my grandchild a tequila sunrise, nor do I drink. So, you know.
I was just curious. I haven't been to a party in ages. So I would have no idea. I just wanted to ask.
And we're not going to have anyone. We're not going to have anyone popping out of the cake, unfortunately.
Well,
we're not going to have any
chippendales,
unfortunately.
I will tell you, if there's any party on a Friday night that involves
children,
I'm just saying, if you're going to a Friday night party and you can bring grandchildren, damn, that is no party.
Well,
you better change the name of that shit because that ain't a party.
Back in our day, people would be wearing the lampshade and things like that. We didn't have
it's a Friday and you didn't work Saturday. It's like, well, when do we stop drinking?
It starts mid, you know, late afternoon and it ends at 9.
Okay.
Oh,
so it's not, that's not a full blown
damn party.
Let's get shit faced.
That sounds like
and,
a funeral
you know,
wake.
Yeah.
That's God, Jesus,
just Don't judge it. That's not right. You're an old geezer now, too.
I'm an old geezer, but I know that ain't a party. All right, go ahead, anyway.
Okay.
It's
anyway,
a pool party, and there's going to be music.
There's got to be a point.
Is there a party in anybody's pants?
I didn't say it.
Because that's a party. And if it's a party in somebody's pants, usually somebody's coming. Ba-ding, ba-bang,
Oh, my grandson's going to be singing, I saw Grandma kissing so-and-so under the...
I saw Grandma giving a BJ.
Oh, my God, that would be horrible. You'd have to say something like, you know what? He got stung by a wasp on his pee-pee.
I
That's
saw
right.
Grandma discover a magic wand.
Grandma had to suck it out.
That's right.
She had to get down there and suck
That's
it out.
Right. You know, he was starting to shrink, and I was inflating him like a balloon. Remember that? Remember the airplane movie? The autopilot was the blown up, and he started deflating, and she had to blow it up, and this little valve was down by his crotch. You got to watch Airplane. If you've never seen it before, the very first Airplane, hilarious.
Great. Super slapstick, but
little
it's
Leslie
good.
Nielsen type yeah. stuff. Oh, that's good. You got to watch Airplane if you've never seen it. That's from the '70s,
I think.
You know, Gab, yeah. told the neighbor, you know, I've dropped comments here and there, you know, how, I don't know, before my grandson came, I said, you know, I've spent hours in my place crying over you. And then he just, you know, we were talking, and so I've made it clear to him, you know, I've told you already, I've said things.
Yes, but I think it's time for some directness. Let's, in the words of my grandmother, let's shit or get
grab his crotch.
I don't know if Grandma said grab his crotch, did she?
Well, Grandma was a dirty bird. You what guys would have loved her.
Well, she had children. She had children, so she liked putting her legs in the air for at least a couple times.
Oh, she liked him more than that. Grandma used to say she had a friend in her pants. And her name was Betty Boxbreath.
Betty Boxbreath. Holy shit. I have never heard that before.
I'm telling you, this lady was one of a kind.
Oh, my God, I want to use that somehow. Betty Boxbreath.
Betty Boxbreath.
I've got to figure out a way to use that on somehow. That is great.
Oh,
I love it.
God, I love it.
Why am I just hearing about this now? All these years, why have you first time I've heard this?
It never came up.
Good Lord God, Jesus. I could have heard
Grandma
that.
Grandma liked her nookie. Let
if I would have heard that so many years ago, I could
yeah.
have.
Oh, I wish you did too.
That would have been great comedy material. I could be on the HBO and stuff traveling with that great material like that.
Grandma would have loved
stand-up comedy.
This.
Betty Boxbreath. Yes. Maybe a little ventriloquist thing with a little, this is Betty Boxbreath, my little, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw.
Some little prophet, a little slut, little mannequin.
She's a... Betty Boxbreath needs to get fed. She's hungry.
She's looking for some sausage.
Yeah.
Some schnitzel. Ah, the schnitzel. If you're in Germany, she's looking for schnitzel. Yes. And if you're
in the life of the party at the
UK,
if
you're in the UK, she's looking for some bangers and meth.
Meth. Oh, you'd have loved her. And you know what? The rest of the family, they were so embarrassed by her because she was flamboyant. And she wore disco clothes. And she was in her 70s. Hats with feathers in them and stuff. You'd have loved her. Yeah.
Oh, God. She was before her time.
Yeah, I told them.
Yeah, she would be in her rocking chair. And I'd honestly, and I would sit on a little stool next to her as we did this. Well, here's the thing now, Lisa.
Yep,
you guys are going to have to, well, let's think of this as something you need to bring to a head, one way or the other.
So to speak.
You could
So to speak. Hey, you're bringing grandchildren to this party. Come on. Yeah. Oh, go ahead now.
I got to keep it in check.
You do. You're bringing grandchildren to this party. You know,
I gotta wear my pantaloons.
Now, I will say the only thing that I would call a party you bring grandkids to is another kid's birthday party.
Well, right, but
if a bunch of adults get together and people are dragging grandkids along, fuck that. I'm out of there.
They don't sound like...
Oh, no, they do.
It doesn't mean about drinking. No.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't have to be about drinking.
You know, sometimes... The last party that was there, one of my girlfriends said she was so embarrassed because they had to drive her home the next practice. She stayed very long, she said, and she was so drunk out of her mind. She was so embarrassed the next day. I said, hey, someone's got to do it, and you took one for the team.
Well, there you go. You know, there's always got to be one. Hey, Lisa,
ooh,
just remember, in all seriousness, this can drag on forever, and then he replaces you.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, otherwise it's good for you. Well, right now it's pointing more in the direction of him. See,
I don't have any cards.
This method is very
fluid. Why would he replace me?
Why would any guy replace a chick? I'm not saying that to be a nasty bastard. I'm saying there could be a thousand different reasons.
Well, for one thing.
Right?
You see,
I don't think telling him you spent hours crying over him is helpful. I think that makes sense. Yeah, because it's almost sounds like the subtext there is you need to feel guilty because you make me sad and you make me cry. You know, and I'm not sure.
I would freaking freak out and run away if some chick said that to me.
Yeah, see, that's
I would run like
really?
I would be like, holy shit, this chick is a basket case.
I won't say that.
Yeah, good.
I would not say that.
I'm just saying me, though. He might not be like that, but you say he is. Right? He was still the same.
Know.
Yes, I think he picks
some
up
guys
on
like
the,
that.
The cues. He doesn't.
Some guys love that
it
worship.
It frightens him that he is
I am not one of those.
Giving you depression or that you're heading into some kind of disorder. You know, I mean,
no, that's not me. He knows, he sees me out there active. I'm so active. He always says that. He says, you never stop. You're always on the go.
But,
well, okay, so I won't say that.
Well, not if you're always
saying because I want him.
You should say it.
I want him to know that his stupid ass behavior causes me grief.
Well, we could get
other than you just telling him that.
We could get
thought of that option?
We could get into a discussion of responsibility for our own actions or our own responses. And I don't think we should, you know,
don't like to take responsibility. Us humans don't like to take responsibility.
No, and I think it scares him away.
Yeah, but he probably does the same thing, too. We're all at fault. We like to not take responsibility, maybe blame somebody else. Oh, well, you know, I didn't mean that.
But if she were to say, you know, I've never known as much happiness as I have when I'm with you. We could be doing simple things. And
okay, well, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I love your coaching. I'll do that. And I had told him when we were clipping along at a high rate and he was talking marriage, I said, I love you, and you have no idea how much I love you. And he would tell me, I love you. And so I didn't beat him over the head with it. You know, I just said it.
Why don't you propose to him?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? Why don't you just propose to him? And then also, in case he's Satan, offer to give your soul to him and sacrifice a goat at the same time. Do all that shit. Knock it all out in one shot.
Well, if you were on 90 Day Fiancé, you would be in... One of you would be proposing.
Oh, God. Deb, do the cards say if I proposed, he would accept?
You can't.
Honestly,
you don't see that right now, do you, in those cards lay out?
Here, that's all I do.
Well, accepting and then going to the altar could be two different things.
I would like a long, very long, long, long engagement. Long, long.
Exactly. Like forever. Till somebody dies type engagement.
Yeah.
Well, he drops enough breadcrumbs talking about marriage and, you know, I'd be like, are we going
to
talk a good game or are we going to get out on that field and we're going to play it? Let's play that game.
Be careful what you wish for. That's all I got to say about that. Here we go.
All right.
Real quick, we got another. Yeah. We got some folks. Real quick, your I think she already does this, so it's probably a reiteration. Your angel card is healthy lifestyle. This is from Archangel Raphael. Eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health.
She does that.
I think this is like you're on the right path. You keep doing what you do.
Yeah.
Don't ever stop doing that. I think that's one thing. That is one of the best things she does. Is make she does all three of those things, or she tries, because we all try.
Yeah, I try, especially.
She's healthy. You know, she tries to get a good sleep, and she likes to exercise, ride her bike, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is. I think that card is saying, Archangel saying, you're smart. Do not stop doing that ever. All right, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Thank
we
you
shall
guys.
Be back. We're not done with the whole show. I'm just going to put her back on mute.
Yes, darling.
Thank you very much for the call-in, folks, and everybody else. We'll be back on Friday. But right now,
we got
one more.
Okay.
Facebook. We got to do the Facebooker, so it's one
well,
of
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to end up getting off the air with Blog Talk. And then
oh, you want me to do
that? A couple others here that, yeah, want a reading.
But Lisa's listening, though.
She can listen.
Not if I get off the air with Blog Talk, then
but
she'll be cut off.
But in case new people come on there.
Well, we'll tell them.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I typed, like, my fingers were too fast.
Who's
Messenger
coming?
Deborah Lee now. Oops, excuse me.
It's Jeanette.
She was ready. She was asking. Bring her on. It is Jeanette from Canada.
Well, hello there.
She is live. No more calls, folks.
Wow.
I'll
She's
tell everybody.
Looking really beautiful. You are.
Oh, thank you.
Very much so.
I need to hear that right now. How are you?
Oh, I think we've been on a roll tonight. It's going well.
Oh, that's good.
So, how are you? Now, I saw that you were off. Weren't you visiting your brother?
Yeah.
And there was
and
a...
And then
he
passed away 5 days after we got home. So that's why I'm calling you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
To do a reading thing.
Yeah.
He died very suddenly and very unexpected. And he leaves two grown children. They're in their 40s. With a bunch of stuff to deal with because they cannot find his will.
Oh, boy. We got to straighten that shit
out. So they are having to hire a lawyer and do things the hard way through the court system.
He said he had a will. Yeah, don't
they
get filed in a courthouse somewhere?
But that takes forever without a will.
They're
in Canada, Deb.
Usually have a copy
That's
of
right.
the house
yep, they're in Canada.
And a copy of the lawyers.
That's true.
But
we got to nail that down.
It's been a mess.
Once you take care of this and I take care of the house, we got to nail that down, too.
Absolutely.
Get it filed
the
in court.
Kids are going to be in a mess.
Or they're going to just sit there forever with a mess. Yep. All right. Anyway, back to Jeanette.
It's a nightmare.
It is, and that reminds us
how
all.
How can I help? What can I do?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
If there's any way to lay the cards out and see if there's just any answers to this mystery.
Mystery of the legal stuff?
Yeah.
Disclaimer. Deb?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, but in case you've got a lot of blog talkers out there.
Say it out.
I shall do so. If you folks can ask all the legal, medical, all the type of questions you want.
Put away if we can help find it. Or...
Yeah, we just want to let you folks know that we are not lawyers, doctors, construction, engineers.
No, I'm just giving my own opinion.
We're not all this stuff. So if you ask very specific questions about these things, we're not going to give you a specific question that an engineer might, that a doctor
You're
might,
an
a surgeon
but,
might.
Right.
But I'm not going to give you that based on the frickin' cards. And an engineer's not going to based on a phone conversation. They're going to want to, you know, you wouldn't get that over there. We're just, Deb will look at, when you ask a question, what your reactions will be to the outcome of possibly.
Your wedding is in the cards. When is it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's going to come.
No, we just had a conversation about that the other day. He just said that. Because Dave's like, I don't know if you like getting married, but...
I thought that's what the engagement was for.
Sorry, what?
You got engaged.
I know, but that was just a symbol.
That was called a symbol of procrastination, it sounds like. No, for the guy, not her part. Not her. It's not her part. It's the guy's part.
He could be right. He could be right. In fact, you guys could write vows.
And you could do everything and never use them.
Or use a ceremony between the two of you.
It's your guy's option, but it sounds...
When I know something, I'll let you know, then.
Okay, but I'm seeing it right here, too, so...
Nobody should ask another person to get married if they don't have some kind of a plan.
I feel they're going to have...
My opinion.
The offspring, the surviving children, are going to have to dig. But I think they're going to find what they need.
Okay.
Now...
As far as a will might be somewhere...
Yeah, I don't know your laws up there.
Yeah, we don't know anything about
but
that.
But it's kind of showing like he's got some stuff that looks very unrelatable, but in there, was he kind of a pack rat in a way where it was?
The kids, I call them kids, they're in their 40s. They said, oh my God, he saved every single piece of paper.
Yeah.
So they have been going through like one box. Andrew said he seriously looked at every single
paper. And that's
paper
what they're
going to
have
to
yeah.
It's pretty common for elderly people to do that, especially... Some of these people went through some, when we weren't even born yet, went through some very troubled times. And they saved everything to be safe.
Everything.
Just
he's
in
only
case.
71. He wasn't, like, elderly.
No,
oh, that's
yet.
True.
Young.
He's
that's
always
true.
Had saving tendencies.
But maybe the people that raised him were like that and they had influenced him.
No,
they were,
she's his sister.
Yeah, no,
I'm just
I'm
talking
not
and throwing shit
I'm
out there. All right, then he was a pack rat because he had a mental disorder.
Well,
what you
I
want to hear?
Considered that.
I'm just throwing some excuses
in the Army,
out there.
That's, I was the pack rat, and they could never understand. But I knew once you throw stuff away, somebody's going to want it.
Me too.
Yeah, oh, see?
He's a veteran, yeah.
Well, okay, and he had no wife. Does he have a wife?
He's been divorced a long time.
Okay.
Well, he's got children, so he had somebody.
Yeah. I want you to know he's coming through and he's really happy where he's at. There's somebody else, and I'm feeling like it's a relative that he is connecting with, that they are not looking back. They're just so happy.
It's probably his best buddy who just passed away like maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Probably.
His hunting, fishing buddy.
And they are, you know, who knows? Maybe they go fishing and hunting up there or wherever they are. I don't know. But he's happy as a clam. All right. I think that a lot of his life got lived in many ways.
I wonder why clams are happy.
I don't either. We need to find out why a clam is happy.
Why the hell? And how
I never understand how.
I think it's because they look like they're smiling when you look at the... Yeah.
But
go
realistically,
ahead.
I
Except
think
the
they're going to find
plan.
Something.
Good.
Okay. And I can't say soon, but it's definitely appearing here that they're going to find
good.
What they're looking for.
Excellent.
He
well,
just,
I'm glad to hear that because right now it's just so difficult and they're dealing with so much.
Well, down here, if they can't find a will right away or whatever, it goes into probate.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they found his old one from, like, over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So the lawyer's working on getting that signed over from his ex-wife to the children,
grown children.
The contents of the will won't be valid, but at least it will make them executors.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I hope that helps. Now Jim's got a card.
I do have a card. This is subject is you know what to do. From Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. So whatever you feel that you should do, this Archangel says, trust it and do it.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever that may be, I do not know what that may be. I do not know. All right.
Well, great to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you for hanging with us.
Thank you. We'll talk again.
All right.
Why, certainly.
Take care.
Night.
Night-night.
Arrivederci.
Yeah. Oh, she's such a sweet, beautiful
lady. All righty then. Let's start with our blog talker, shall we? Shall we start with our goodbyes?
Yeah.
Parting is such sweet fun, all that Shakespeare bullshit. All right, let's do it. Right?
Yeah. Rebel card night. 7 p.m. Eastern at 4 p.m. Pacific. We'll be looking for you. Bye-bye.